Today we have a guest joining us here in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about voting, because maybe you don't realize, but there are some changes here in Iowa when you go to the polls the next time. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Sherry Carnes is in with us this morning. Sherry is the deputy auditor and elections person that we go to here in Cass County. She's our go-to person for all things elections here locally when we need some info. How are you this morning?
Good.
We're going to talk a little bit about some of these changes today. They're not drastic changes, are they?
No. Pretty simple changes, but they will affect, you know, how people go and vote.
I know the last time that we went to the polls here this last fall, they were kind of handing out little cards at the voting booths, little notes to let us know. And for some of us, it was no big deal because they've been scanning our driver's license anyway here in recent elections. So for those folks that have been doing that already and maybe got the little notes, they might be kind of informed a little bit about what's going to happen. So you've kind of given folks an opportunity to learn a little bit.
Yeah. We put out those notes so people were prepared for this year. January 1st, the voter ID requirement comes into effect. So we started early with a little soft rollout with those papers.
And this is a statewide change.
Yes.
So no matter where they're listening, that's going to be the change. Was this something the legislature had decided?
Yes, the legislature decided it. Paul Pate was the big push of it, the state auditor, or secretary of state.
Correct.
And so he kind of was the main driving force behind it and got it into effect.
Sure. Just kind of streamline things, make it a little quicker, actually, at the polls. I noticed the last few times when I've gone there, like I said, I've pulled my driver's license out, and they just scanned it with their equipment there. And I didn't have to fill out near the paperwork I had to before.
Right. And not every county has the electronic poll books. Mm-hmm. Last I knew, I think we were like a 70, but I know that's grown since then. It's the mission for the Secretary of State's office to have every county have the electronic poll books. It just makes for more accurate registrations. The poll workers have less to remember, and then you can scan your driver's license. We can make sure all your information is up to date.
And I'm guessing all the things you just said are the benefits to doing this. It's quicker for folks who are actually coming to vote at the polls. They can get in and out faster. Less mistakes are made. It's easier to keep track of the information that you need to keep track of, their registration information. All of those things played
Correct.
Into this.
There's so many laws and rules that go into elections, and they change every year. The poll workers work twice a year. It's hard enough for us in the office to keep up on the laws, mm-hmm. let alone the poll workers. So by using the electronic poll book, it just very much streamlines it. They, you know, less stress on them, less pressure, and easier for the voter. The voters can have more confidence. There's no security risk to the electronic poll book. It's not hooked up to any internet, no Wi-Fi, nothing of that nature. We download the information from our program in our office, install all the registrations and everything on there, and then they use it.
I think that's probably the first concern folks have in this day and age of technology is my information out there so it can be compromised? But without an internet hookup at those individual locations, that's not possible.
Correct. Not a single one of our machines, whether it be the tabulator or the electronic poll book, are hooked up to any form of internet.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about some of those specific changes then. I guess the first one is do you have to have an ID when you go to the polls now?
Yeah, for 2018, you have to have an ID to vote. So when you go in there, they will immediately ask you for your ID. If you're already registered in that precinct, even if you've moved within that precinct, you're just looking at the ID. The address, you know, can be different. So they're just looking at the ID. You show your ID and you're on your way. In 2018, if you show up and you do not have your ID, you can sign an oath. They're calling that another soft rollout. They're, you know, trying to get this out to the voters as easy as possible. We want to make sure that everybody is allowed the chance to vote. So you can sign an oath if you don't have an ID for 2018. 2019, that will not be an option. So it's another soft rollout.
I guess the question is, when you say you have to have an ID, what is an ID then? What constitutes an ID?
So you can have your driver's license, state-issued ID card, military or veteran card, passport, I'm trying to think of
a voter ID card,
yeah,
you provide
well,
those?
We now issue two different kinds of cards. So mm-hmm. if our system works with the Department of Transportation, we pull all the information in. If you do not have a driver's license or a state-issued ID card, what will happen is you will get issued a voter identification card. It has a place where you can sign it, mm-hmm. and it has a PIN number that's just specific to you. So as soon as you get that card, you need to sign it, and you can use that to vote at the polls. Now, those who do have a driver's license or state-issued ID number, they will get just a voter information card. So not to be confused, that one cannot be used at the polls for ID, just the one with the signature and the PIN number.
Okay. Yeah, because I used to have people say, well, what if I don't have a driver's license mm-hmm. or something like that? But you used to be able to go up to the courthouse and it was like a dollar or two and they
right.
could print, they could get you an ID.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still possible?
Yeah, you can still get the ID just there at the treasurer's office. You can still do that. What happens is, once a week, it runs through our system, runs through the Department of Transportation, then comes through our system, and we link up all the voters. On occasion, if your driver's license is under Randy, but your voter registration is under Randall, you may get this voter identification card because it has to be a 100% positive match.
Sure.
So
makes sense. And those are easy things to figure out.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
In small communities.
Yes.
We can figure those things out.
Yes.
All right. What other changes will folks notice?
Another big change is on the ballot, you will not see straight party voting anymore. They have eliminated that. So now you actually, whatever you want to vote for, whichever candidate, you actually have to select that. You can't select it by party. The other thing is Libertarian Party is now recognized in the state of Iowa as an official party. Mm-hmm. So you will see candidates from the Libertarian Party listed on the ballot. And another big thing is the 17-year-old can now register to vote. And they can vote in the primary as long as they're going to be 18 on the general election day or before.
Very good. Now, tonight, the caucuses are going to be held for Democrats and Republicans and maybe Libertarians. I don't know if they
right.
have any caucus locations set up yet, but for some of those parties, they'll have their caucuses this evening. Now, will they notice any changes tonight? Because they can register at the polls tonight if they're not registered specifically for
right.
one of the parties.
No, there's no changes as far as the caucus goes, except for those 17-year-olds who can go ahead. They can come to the caucus, they can register, and have all that done and out of the way. We do send them, a card, and it does say, that they're not eligible until a certain date. So
the registration forms, in fact, I'm looking at one in my hand right now. They're about a half a page.
Mm-hmm.
Get there a little early, I suppose, if you're going to do that, because it'll probably take you maybe a couple, 2 or 3 minutes to do
right.
this, just in case there's a line there. But it's pretty easy stuff. That really
mm-hmm.
hasn't changed.
No. The only thing that's really changed, the voter registration form's the same. You have to have your driver's license number. It used to be you could use Social Security number. Now everything is going by state-issued ID number. You can still put your Social Security number because we can issue that special PIN number. Absentee voting is probably the biggest change. You are required to have that PIN number or your driver's license number written on your application.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the one application that's changed the most.
Well, we've seen a lot of changes in voting over the last 15 or 20 years, haven't we?
Yes, definitely. Every year there's usually a little administrative, but this year is a lot affecting the voters a lot more.
And it seems like it's always a process of going through to find a better way. There have been different types of touchscreen machines
mm-hmm.
and electronic equipment here and there, and sometimes that's been great. Sometimes it's been moved aside because people like the plain old paper-type ballots, and they keep talking that someday we might even be able to vote at home on a computer. And I don't know if that'll happen in my lifetime, but it's
I don't know either, especially as much as people worry about the security aspect of it. I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, if anyone has any questions at all about any of these voting topics we talked about, because the goal is to get as many people out there to vote as possible.
Yes.
We all get one. You might as well use it.
Absolutely. And we strive for that, to get as many as we can out to vote. And they are changing it. School and city elections usually have small turnout. Starting in 2019, they will be combined. So you'll be voting on school and city at the same time. And hopefully we have a better turnout.
You bet. And if you have any questions at all, they can always stop by or call the courthouse.
Absolutely. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
And they can register at any time just by stopping by the office.
Yes.
Very good. And it won't take very long. And you won't have to sign your firstborn away.
No.
It's not that difficult.
No.
All right. And once you get registered, as we have documented here, then it becomes a little easier at the polls.
Yes.
I'm amazed how quickly and streamlined it is. Mm-hmm. It used to be you spent more time filling out stuff before you voted than actually doing the voting.
Yeah.
Now it's real easy. Basically, you just scan
and
initial and
walk on. If you're already registered, you basically have one sheet of paper to sign. You get out your ID, scan it, sign this piece of paper, and you're voting.
Yeah.
So
don't have to fill out name, address, all that stuff. It's all taken care of for you now.
And, you know, people who still want to vote at the polls but they're not registered, they can come in and register and then go vote at the polls. You know, that's fine too. A lot of people like to do that. So
excellent.
It speeds it up a little bit if you register prior.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and we've done a lot over the years to make voting easier, to make registrations easier. So take advantage of those things and be prepared before you get to the polls. Don't want to have a bad experience heading on that night, because there are so many things going on at so many different remote locations. Boy, it's hard to troubleshoot when that evening comes. So like anything else in life, be prepared.
Yes, definitely. There's three of us in the office, and we have 13 precincts. So we run around, and we try to get there as fast as we can, but it doesn't always work that way.
No. Stay away from the phone that day.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, thanks for coming in and sharing with us. We appreciate it very much. And again, if anybody has any questions, you can always call your local county auditor's office. They are the election commissioners, and they can certainly help you and guide you in the right direction. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks.